full swing, meetings, planning, doing workshops, getting on with the business of getting on, and so on. While your brain might still be on the beach, you know, you forget your notebook sometimes, you're sitting in a meeting, you haul out your mobile phone, and more people do this, you know, they just take out a phone, they record, maybe sometimes they prop it up against the book and they film what's going on. Some people say it's, you know, people twist their words. I've got a WhatsApp in from somebody saying, no, I record all these meetings because sometimes people twist their words or they're denying what they said, and so on. Other people just, you know, without letting anybody know, just hit record, leave their phone there and record so that they almost have a bit of a backup. Now, it might seem like a good idea, but sometimes those intentions could see you on the wrong side of the law. So I figured we'd get an employment practice expert on the line, because there are rights to privacy that you could be violating. So Michael Yates, director with Cliff Dicker Hoffmeyer Employment Practice, on the line with us. Very good morning, Michael. Thanks so much for your time.
Hi, good morning, Aidan. Thanks for having me.
All right. On the face of it, it seems innocent enough. You know, if you can scribble notes into a notebook, you know, if that was the best available technology 15, 20, 30 years ago, better technology now is just to hit record on a mobile phone. What could possibly be wrong with that?
Look, I think you're hitting the nail on the head here, where technological advancements put more capabilities in the hand of employees, being able to take photographs and record videos and audio. But in many instances, employers do have a right to protect their own business interests, and many of an employer's operations could be regarded as confidential, or proprietary, or may even constitute trade secrets. Employees should be aware of the fact that, yes, they do have a right to privacy, but they don't have a reasonable expectation to retain that right to privacy if they seek to infringe their employer's right to privacy as well. So employees just need to be made aware in the workplace that the employer does have a right to privacy, and they need to be careful with what they do with that cellular phone or camera.
Mm-hmm. So being careful is one thing, but I mean, how does one know at which point you're on the right side of the law, and then consequently at which point you're on the wrong side of the law?
Well, there are two aspects to that question, Aidan. Firstly, I think that there is somewhat of a responsibility on employers to educate employees as to what is acceptable conduct in the workplace and what not. And employers can easily do that by instilling workplace policies or workplace rules where cell phones would be allowed and whether the recording of meetings would be allowed or not. But secondly, There is an acid test that employees can use, and that's by asking yourself the question whether this kind of information is generally available in the public domain or not. If it is not generally available, then it's best to err on the side of caution and treat it as confidential. For instance, a meeting about marketing strategies or business development strategies going forward. Yes, it may be convenient for employees to record these, but what control would an employer have once that employee walks out of that meeting with that very valuable insight? They can go and sell that to a competitor, or even go and resign and go to a competitor, and then they have something in their pocket that could enable the competitor to compete unfairly against their previous employer.
All right. So that's sort of in the realm of trade secrets and so on. Almost the counter argument to it with people who would, and it's coming through on our WhatsApp line. People are saying within meetings, sometimes the minute taker doesn't accurately capture the essence of a meeting. So that would be the one reason why people almost as a backup would want to record what happens in a meeting. And sometimes it's almost to prevent either being harassed or being victimized after the fact, where people end up recording so that they have almost an accurate record of who said what in a meeting.
Yes, the whole premise around this is the protection of rights, and there's a fine balance between protecting your own rights and also the protection of the employer's rights. Now, technically, there is nothing wrong with recording a conversation, unless if the employer has a rule or a policy against something like that. My proposal or my recommendation would be that if you intend on recording a particular meeting where it is not of a disciplinary nature or anything of the sort, is just to make it known that you are recording something, just to err on the side of caution.
All right. One or two people asking, what about employers recording employees? So if they're monitoring devices within the workplace to almost listen in or to view, you know, I mean, there are cameras in most offices. Many of those cameras come equipped with microphones. At any point, somebody could be sitting at a desk watching you and listening to you. What about that?
Correct. So technically, there is nothing illegal or wrong with an employer monitoring business-related activities. Very often, these kind of things are regulated in terms of an employee's contract of employment, whereby it's made known that the employer would have access to your emails, and if you're making use of business systems, that these may be monitored. And that kind of evidence could be used against the employee when in the case of disciplinary interactions or disciplinary proceedings. The real crux of the matter is that once you're involved in the business affairs of your employer, your reasonable expectation of privacy may be limited in certain circumstances, but it really is a case-to-case based argument.
All right, I'm going to park it there for this morning. I think it's been a most enlightening discussion. Proceed with caution. Don't just record left, right, and center, sort of willy-nilly kind of stuff. You heard there Michael Yates, he's the director at Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer in the employment practice division, saying just move with extreme caution and just always make sure you're on the right side of the law when it comes to that kind of stuff.